What up, everybody? Before we get into this ad and before the show, I just wanted to take time to let you guys know we are available on Spotify. Yeah, we're with the big boys. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the two big ones, Google Podcasts and Anchor. That's where you can find us. We're going to be maybe, you know, moseying our way over to YouTube and some other, you know, announcements that aren't quite ready, but in the process. So thank you guys for your continued support. And here we go into this ad. Welcome back to another episode of Sticky Streams. I am your host, Ian, reminding you to stay sticky. And today it's just me. Yeah. It took three episodes for the boys as a group to just say, no, not today. You know, they had prior engagements, you know. They had school, whatever. Thought Saturdays were for the boys. Now I guess it's just Saturdays for the boy. Get that on a shirt. Saturdays are for the boy. No, today just all of our schedules didn't really add up. So next week is when we're all going to be back. And today I've decided that I'm going to put it on myself. Today I am going to take this on alone and give you what you deserve. And what you deserve is my voice. My voice and my voice alone. Today, we're going to be doing the most controversial podcast that we've ever done in Sticky Streams history. The third episode, we're going right in. This is going to be the episode where people are going to be like, hey, you hear that podcast? Yeah, yeah, this is the one. This is the one that's going to put us on the map. And you know why? Because today, we're going to be talking about country. Today's country. Today's country's been in some hot water. You know, people are like, hey, that ain't country. Shut up. Is that too harsh? Be quiet. That almost sounded, anyway. You know, we got, you know, breakout artist Lil Nas X. Is he country? Is he not? I don't know. I personally, if you look at, you know, his other songs, no, he's not country. And that's all right. You know, Old Town Road, let me see if I can explain this without getting you guys too confused. Our parents, when they think of today's country, they think of that. They think of the horses in the back. That's what they think of. Not today's country as in like Luke Combs or Kane Brown, Florida Georgia Line. That's not what they think about. The Old Town Road gave them, you know, the ammo, per se, that they needed to be like, see, crappy. Country is crap. It's not good anymore. And is there some truth to that? Yes. In the sense that it's changing. Country music is changing and everyone knows it. It's very obvious. You know, from 2010 to now, it's changed a lot. You know, there's a lot more bass. There's a lot more snap. There's a snap track. Instead of a snare drum, you hear a... And that's just... It's just what it is. But there's a new generation of country every 10 years. In all genres of music. You know, in the 20s, it was that mountain music. Like literal Appalachian. Anyway, you know what I mean. Mountain music. You know? In that type of country, there were trumpets. There were trumpets in country. You don't hear trumpets anymore. It changed. People say they want to go back to the good old days. Okay. Then listen to it. It drives me insane when people say that today's country isn't country. Just because it's changed? It's changed every 10 years. You know? Johnny Cash changed country music. George Strait changed country music. If you like it or not, Jason Aldean changed country music. Okay, Florida Georgia Line changed country music. That's just how it is. To say today's country music isn't country is very, very, very dumb. I mean, that's the only way I can say it. What is country? There's so many different types of country. Is what we need to understand first of all. Okay? country music. Johnny Cash wasn't country music. Whoa, yeah, I know. Johnny Cash was outlaw country. Outlaw country. There's a difference between outlaw country and country. There's a difference between the Nashville sound and country. You know, there's a difference between today's country and country. There just is. Classic country is different than today's country. Big surprise. Today, I'm going to be talking about today's top country artists. Not of all time. Maybe I'll get to that. But for right now, we're going to be talking about today's top country artists. Today's top country artists, number one, it's not even close. If you don't say Florida Georgia Line is the number one in country, you're wrong. Think about just in the last, since the last three years, 2016. They have changed country music. Think about all their number ones. Think about all the songs that you know from Florida Georgia Line. Think about all the songs that your parents know from Florida Georgia Line. Simple, Cruise, Holy, This Is How We Roll, Around Here, Get Your Shine On, Dirt, Sundays, Stay, People Are Different, Anything Goes, Tell Me How You, that's just some. Florida Georgia Line is so far ahead of anyone else because they have mastered today's sound. Today's country music is made for, you know, honestly, it's for just hopping in your truck and driving. Easy listening country. That's what today's country is. You know, it's for if you want to have a party in your backyard, you got a bonfire, a pool, whatever. It's just easy listening. That's what today's country is. You know, it's hard. It's hard to listen to, you know, Willie Nelson when you're having a party. It just is. Even when he was out. You know, you want to know why? Because it's outlaw country. That type of country was, you know, sticking it to the man. Oh, that was cringy. I'm sorry. But that's what it was. It's not for easy listening. People that grew up on that type of sound aren't going to like today's country just because that's not what they grew up on. Second, I have Cam Brown. And I know this is up for debate, and I am open to debate. You know, that's why I'm doing this episode. I want to hear from you guys. I want you guys to disagree, even though I'm obviously right. The first song I heard from Cam Brown, I think the first one that he put out, or the first one that, you know, went viral was Used to Love You Sober. And when I first heard that song, I was like, oh, that's a one-hit wonder. Cam Brown, don't know who he is. This is the only song we're going to ever hear from him ever again. This is his one song. And boy, was I wrong about Sid the Sloth. You have Heaven, Good as You, What Ifs, Lost in the Middle of Nowhere, Homesick, Saturday Nights, Lose It, Like a Rodeo, that, his new song, I think, Like a Rodeo. I think that's right. I think that's his newest, or it's his newest single anyway. You know, that's so much more than one song. And he proved me wrong. And it's the fact that he's done it over and over again. You know, one song, two song, three hit song, four hit songs. And that's going to be a theme that I tried to stick to throughout this list. You know, I didn't want to just give, you know, someone had a hit song right now. I'm not going to put them at the top, even though, you know, they're really hot right now. Because, you know, they have one song. And you probably know who I'm talking about, and he's on the list, but he's a little bit down there, and we're going to talk about him. But next up, I got Luke Combs. Luke Combs is every bigger guy at a bar that has a guitar, but he just has made it worked. He came out of nowhere, you know, I went to bed and woke up, and then all of a sudden, it was When It Rains, It Pours. That was it. Or was it Hurricane? I don't know. But anyway, the point is, he's got a lot of them. Beautiful Crazy, Beer Never Broke My Heart, When It Rains, It Pours, She Got the Best of Me, One Number Away, Hurricane, Houston, We Got a Problem, Refrigerator Door, all these songs. Luke has that type of that raspy voice that we've been missing a little bit in country music. It's been, you know, that Kane Brown type, you know, slow southern draw, smooth. But Luke Combs sounds like he's been gargling freaking spurs off of boots. That's what he sounds like, and it sounds so good. And if he keeps on doing what he's doing, he's very well going to be in the top 10 of all time. People are afraid to, you know, move people in the greatest of all time. George Strait is plastered at number one, and that's where he's going to stay forever. If no one is going to touch George Strait at all. But, you know, there's some leeway in the greatest of all time, because there's going to be new people that are good. And that's what, you know, that's what our parents and, you know, our grandparents don't understand, is that there's going to be new artists that are good, that are going to break records, because we have these streaming services. We have this new data that, you know, their favorite artists didn't have. And it's so much easier to go out and stream a song than it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago when you had to go out and buy it. What am I talking about? Fourth, we got Jason Aldean. And Jason Aldean, I think, is in that top 10 of all time category. And I know that sounds crazy, but if you think about it, how many songs does he have that you know? You know, it doesn't have to be a number one hit, but how many songs does he have that you know? Dirt Road Anthem, Burning It Down, You Make It Easy, Big Green Tractor. Who doesn't know Big Green Tractor? Flyover States, Tonight Looks Good on You, She's Country, Girl Like You, Night Train, Hicktown, Amarillo Sky, just to name a few. I could go on if you want me to. You want me to go on? Any Old Bar Stool, Lights Come On, Tattoos on This Town, My Kind of Party. You know, he has so many. He's not in the same ballpark as George Strait with, you know, songs that everyone knows. But he has a lot of songs that people know. When you think of the greatest of all time, you think of, you know, Johnny Cash and George Strait, obviously. How many songs of Johnny Cash do you know? Johnny is one of the best ever, but how many songs do you know from him? 3, 4? You know, I'm different because, you know, I study this stuff. You know, I was given this type of music at a very early age, and I hung on to it. So that's why I know more than, you know, your average 20-year-old about country, classic country. But for the regular, you know, Ring of Fire, I Walk the Line. I'm just trying to think of, like, the Jackson, maybe, if you might know that. That 3 or 4 songs. How many does Jason have? What did I just say? That was at least 12. You got to start thinking about that. These guys have so many household songs. And that's what makes them great, honestly. Next up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're in the top 5. My number 5 artist of today's country. Top 5. I got Luke Bryan. The reason I have Luke Bryan is because of his past work in this, you know, generation. And I tried, like I said earlier, I tried to keep, you know, in my mind, you know, don't put people up here that have one hit song out right now. Try to put the people in that have, you know, put out songs over and over and over again in the last 10 years. Luke Bryan has been putting them out over the last 10 years, and he's still coming out with new ones that are good. He's withstood that test of time. You know, Knockin' Boots, how many girls have that on repeat right now? A lot. You know, he had songs like Play It Again, Country Girl, Huntin' Fishin', Lovin' Every Day, Kick the Dust Up, Drink a Beer, That's My Kind of Party, I Don't Want This Night to End, Strip It Down, This Is How We Roll. I could go on. It just, people don't think about the amount of songs that they know from these artists. And good songs make good artists. It's funny to say, how funny to think about. You know, what makes a great artist? Their songs. How many songs and how many good songs and how many songs we know. That's what makes you a good artist. Next up, I have... we're going to move her down. I'm making it audible right now. I'm going to move her down a little bit. Next up, I have Brett Young. Why do I have Brett Young? Pretty much Here Tonight. That's one of my favorite songs. That's one of my favorite songs right now. It came out in, 2018? But I love that song, and I know you do too. But yeah, in case you didn't know, Mercy, Here Tonight, Like I Loved You, What Do You Wait For Me? We're getting into the lower tier of today's country, but that doesn't mean they're bad. It just means that they don't have maybe as many songs out as others do. And right when I say that, I'm going to bring it to Blake Shelton. Blake has been on The Voice here for the last couple of years, so he hasn't been releasing too many songs. But he came out of nowhere and released probably one of the greatest country songs that I've ever heard, If God's Country. That quickly moved up my top country songs of all time. God's Country is a banger. And if you don't agree with me, why are you listening? He had songs like Boys Around Here, Old Red. That wasn't his song. That was he did a cover of that, but he made it into his own. God Gave Me You, Hillbilly Bones, Sun Beach, Austin, Who Are You When I'm Not Looking, I'll Name the Dogs, Honeybee, Came Here to Forget, a lot. The only reason why he's a little bit further down than you might expect, is because, you know, he's been gone for a while. You know, he just let out God's Country, which has brought him back into the limelight very quickly. But, you know, he had that gap of years where he wasn't releasing music, which is fine. That's all right. But that's why he's a little bit further down. Next up, I have Maren Morris. And before you say anything, I know The Middle is not a country song. But Maren Morris is... And she had My Church, The Bones, I Could Use a Love Song, 80s Mercedes, Girl, A Song for Everything. She is the new generation of women country singers. And I think she's on tour right now with like two others, Raylan, and that there's another girl too that's on there with her. But, you know, I had to put a woman, I didn't have to, she deserves to be on here, but I had to get that woman on this list. And right now I'm thinking Maren is, you know, she's going to be that girl in country for a while. Next up, I have Morgan Wallen. And I know. Why is he so far down on the list? That's because he came out of nowhere. I'm going to compare Morgan to Luke Combs in the sense that he came out of nowhere. You know, he had Up Down, a song with Florida Georgia Line. Up Down, Up Down, yeah. And everyone heard it, everyone loved it, but he never caught on. Whiskey Glasses came out in 2018. And it just now, 2019, July, August, just now became, you know, a number one hit. Morgan has so much potential. You know, I'm not arguing that. This man, next year, if I do this again next year, Morgan very well could be number one. Just because he has that, he knows what his sound is. And he has such good control of his voice. Oh my gosh. He has that raspy voice. Him and Luke, oh my Lord, please do an album together. That's going to sound so good. But the thing with Morgan is he doesn't have one here lately. All of his songs, I think, don't quote me on that. Don't quote me on that. But all of his songs were in 2018 and 2016. But you know, Up Down, Whiskey Glasses, The Way I Talk, Redneck Love Song, Little Rain. all these songs are from last year and they've just now caught on. Deservingly, they've caught on because he is an amazing talent. He's at number 9. Number 10, I have Dan and Shay, because there's a whole bunch of other artists just like Dan and Shay, you know, have that one or two good songs in the last 2 years. I could have put so many people here, but the reason I put Dan and Shay is because everyone loves Speechless. Everyone loves Tequila. Everyone loves From the Ground Up. That's why they're here. But there's like 8 or 9 different artists that could have been here easily. And that's my list. That's my top 10 country artists of today. Florida Georgia Line, Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Britt Young, Blake Shelton, Maren Morris, Morgan Wallen, and Dan Shay. What do you think? Because I want to know. I want to know. What do you think? Do the people that I have, are they deserve to be on this list? But should I move them around is what I guess I should ask. Or am I just completely wrong, which I know I'm not, but am I just completely wrong and you're going to have all these other artists that I've forgotten? Tell me. And that's today's episode. Very, very short, clean, to the point. It's amazing what gets done when there's no one else here. It's just me. It's nice. But next week, we're going to have the whole gang all together, and we got another awesome episode coming for you guys. So if you're listening, if you're still listening, I want to just thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. I know a lot of our listeners are people that know me personally and know the other guys. So, you know, your guys' support is just awesome. And, you know, we're only 3 episodes in, and we're bigger than I thought we were ever going to be. And that's, you know, because we have, 100 streams? You know, this is something I just put together one day because I thought, might as well. And without you guys, you know, it sounds cliche, but there's nothing else that we would be doing. We would just be at home sitting down thinking about doing a podcast. But since you guys are here giving us support, it's awesome. And I want to thank you guys. And we're going to grow. We're going to learn. Hopefully we're going to have some exciting news coming out soon. Possibly video, possibly studio. We're going to see. Merch? Maybe. But thank you guys for listening. This is Ian Halfite reminding you to stay sticky. Thank you guys.